is KC2AYC for the Long Island Monitoring Association Tuesday Night DXNet. My name is Ed, and I'll be your net control for this evening's session. For those of you taping the net, today's date is February 23rd, 1999. The net meets every Tuesday night around 8 o'clock on 146805. The repeater is located in plain view and requires the use of a 136.5 PL. For those of you west of Plainview, such as in western Nassau, New York City, or all points west of there, you can try using a 114.8 PL, 114.8, and that will get you into the west input. The repeater no longer uses a positive shift for the west input. All operations are conducted on the normal negative shift offset. Alrighty, pretty much we discussed DXing with an emphasis on scanning in the tri-state metropolitan region. Please use common sense regarding the passing of surveillance frequencies and or fleet codes. By common sense, use common sense. If you hear what sounds like possible life-threatening, drug bust going down, hold off a week or two before giving the frequency. Use common sense. Alright, please check in using the hesitation method stating this is, then let the carrier drop until you hear the beep tone. If you hear that beep tone, give your call sign, along with your first name and whether or not you have traffic. At this time, we'll stand by for any station that are mobile or portable that would like to check. Nothing from any mobile or portable stations. Any other stations that would like to check in, please come now.
Biz 2XOJ. Alec, good evening, Ed. I have some information for the net.
This AC2AES. I have no traffic. The name is Mike.
This is KC2BZB. No traffic at this time.
This is Kilo Charlie 2, Bravo Hotel, Papa, Tom, and Brentwood. No traffic.
Says AB2RXI, his name is Dan. I have a scanner question.
Hey, at this time, I am got N2VRA on the list from earlier. I jotted down N2WWM, but I guess he ran off to his bowl of ice cream. I've got Alex, N2XOJ, with some info. Mike, KC2AEF. Joe, KC2BZB. Tom, KC2BHP. And Dan, I believe it was KB2RXI. Additional stations.
LVH. Good evening, Ed. I cut the check out for about 15 minutes to go to a top of a meeting, and I'll be back, so I'll be listening, and if I have anything at that time, I'll come back in. Thank you.
Okay, Walter, N1LVH. Good evening. Nice to hear from you. Hope everything is okay. Anyone else? Quick announcements before we pick up with the questions and info. Just again a reminder, the positive input, positive shift input is no longer, and WAK on Sunday. And just want to thank him for the use of the repeater. And let's see, a couple other announcements. The first 2 weeks of March, so the net will be on Monday evenings. The first 2 weeks of March, due to a scheduling conflict, the net will be on Monday evenings. Thought I would pass that. Now that I looked at today's date, I wonder if that's already next week. Let's do a little calendar now. Yes, next week. The net will appear on Monday. So starting next week and the week following that, the net will be on Monday. Silence there while I got my calendar out. I know that's bad practice. All right. The other announcements can wait. Let's go over to Alec in 2XOJ. This is the first one with either a question or some info. And we'll pick up Alec. Send 2XOJ.
AC2AYC, Ed. Good evening to you. Here is N2XOJ. Two items. Number one, I read in the paper this evening that Nassau County is further along on their moving Firecom, New York, Nassau County 911, and the police communications to the old King Cullen warehouse in Westbury, leaving their location, which is presently in, located physically in Garden City, but with a mailing address at Mineola. So that's one step further along. Number two, I mentioned last week that there was a potential move of two pieces of former Long Island Railroad equipment from a location in Rockville Center to Uniondale. That move did not take place last Saturday, evidently because of the weather or the potential weather condition, and the trucker decided he was not going to get himself involved in bad weather for the move. So while I do not have a current date or time for the move, I suspect it may be this weekend. And I will certainly let those of you whose phone numbers I have know when and if I find out when the move will be made so you can go to either see it or take photographs. AC2AYC, N2XOJ, back to net.
2XOJ, KC2AYC. Okay, Alex, thanks for bringing that information. And it was nice to see you at the meeting, as well as Mike from Roslyn, who's out there listening on his scanner. And speaking of meetings, the March meeting will be Thursday, March 18th, at Fuddruckers on Merrick Avenue in Westbury, which is located between Old Country Road and Stewart Avenue across from Eisenhower Park, and we'll be there around 7:30 p.m. All right, very good. Next up on the list, and Alec, please keep me posted on that info. Okay, next up on the list is Dan, KB2RXI.
To case that place out on a Thursday night, and to WW, I'm checking in from the mobile.
This is KB2RXI, his name is Dan. Yes, gentlemen, possibly you might be able to help me. I have a scanner I got from a buddy of mine. It's a Regency HX1500. I have looked everywhere on the web trying to find if there was ever some modifications for it. I haven't been able to find anything. And also, is there a way to clear the channels? I know on some of them, there's a, you know, you hold down a series of buttons and you power on. Does anyone know anything about this scanner or could lead me in the right direction? It's a Regency HX1500. This is KB2RXI.
N2WWM, when we're finished with Dan, you can come back with your transmission. The beginning of it got cut off. Something about casing the location out on a Thursday. Regarding Dan's question for the HX1500, very good questions. Is that the 55 channel scanner, Dan?
Ed. I'm getting a little bit of some adjacent frequency interference here.
Hey Dan, I was wondering if that was the 55 channel programmable scanner that looks like a walkie-talkie.
That's correct, that's the one. It's built like a brick. 55 channels, it's got four banks and you can program them. You can assign whichever channels you want to whichever bank, that's correct.
Yeah, that was my first programmable handheld scanner, and quite a unique feature with the bank that you can program however many channels. So say you only wanted four channels in bank one, you were able to select how many channels made up the bank. Unfortunately, I wasn't into doing modifications at the time, and I don't know of any. There aren't too many of those puppies left. It was a darn good radio, and I only sold it about 3 years ago, and I'm kind of sorry that I sold it. Maybe about 4 years ago. Of course, the money went to a new radio, but when you look back on it, I kind of wish I had. It was a good one. There was a place, Galaxy Electronics, out in the Midwest, who I had bought some parts for in the early 90s. This was after the radio had stopped being produced. If I run across one of their ads, maybe if you check in next week or the week after, if I run across any information from them, they might be able to steer you in the right direction. Some other people to contact might be G&G Communications up in Leroy, New York. They're on the internet. They may have some information. The only thing I can suggest is putting a message up on some of the news groups like Rec Radio Scanner or such.
Okay, I appreciate that. Yeah, I have done that. I've sent some things out, but I never did hear anything back from it. Apparently, there maybe wasn't much that could be done with this radio. Would you know if there's a way to clear the channels? Does anyone know, you know, the series of keys and power on or something like that?
Yeah, I really don't remember. It was quite a few years ago. In fact, I don't even remember who I sold it to. If I remember, I knew he was the corrections officer at a jail near Newark. If I come up with his name, he has the owner's manual. He might be able to tell me, but it's been a long time. Sorry, I'm not much of a help there. What I got from that Galaxy, I don't know if you have this, they have a nice drop-in charger for it. And I actually found one. You know, again, this is quite a few years after the thing had stopped being produced.
Funny you mention that, because I got this complete from my buddy with the drop-in charger. I have everything and the manual, because he bought it new back in 86, I guess it was, somewhere around there, 87. And it's all completed, and it runs like a gem. It's beautiful. It's, you know, it doesn't have the wide coverage that the new ones have, and it is kind of heavy. But it's unbreakable almost. It's just so, solid. But I was just curious if there was anything out there. But thanks for your help. I do appreciate it. I'll check out those things that you did mention, okay? All right. Thanks again. This is KB2RXI.
Hey, Dan. Yeah, that makes sense. Around 86. That's when I got mine. Sorry I wasn't much more of a help. All right, let's stand by for any additional check-ins. N2WWM, KC2AYC.
But I know that ladies' night, they used to have a buy something, get something free night. A lot of after-dinner crowds. A lot of after-work crowds over there. Fridays and
a couple other places over there on America Avenue. I was just wondering if you ever went up there on a Thursday night just to see what the waiting time may be for a table. I know they, in the past, used to drive past that way when I used to work up in that area. And I got to tell you, sometimes LIR would be down there and doing the promotional thing, live broadcasts and stuff from, I think it's Fratz over there as well. And sometimes he couldn't get near any of those places. Maybe you gotta go down there one Thursday night, Ed. Just take either ride by, and just inquire, how long for a table. Keep that in the back of your mind. I don't know if anybody scouted that place out, but it is a nice place. I've been there once. Let me drop. I'm in Mobile in the car right now. The only query I have tonight for the Met is, Ed, is that I was speaking to Ed from the Monday Night Net up in Lockfield, and he mentioned to me something about another thing going into Congress and going into session on the scanner related topic. Do you have any information on that, Ed? The next coming Congress hearing. And this one didn't sound very, very good, Ed. Back to you, KC2AYC and 2WWM.
And 2WWM, KC2AYC. Very good. All right. As far as Fuddruckers goes, I don't think LIR will be broadcasting from a hamburger joint, maybe from Spratt's or Friday's. But I don't anticipate a problem. Whenever I went there, you go to the counter, you place your order at the counter, and then you go grab the table. And usually, you have a choice of whatever table you want. And when your burger's ready, they call you on a loudspeaker and you go up to the counter and pick up your burger. So I don't see that as being a problem. As far as the legislation, there's a couple of new things out. One of them is H.R. 514. There's been a few things floating around the internet. Just keep your eyes on monitoring times. There were some people getting all uptight about it. Then Rich Barnett sent out an email trying to quiet everybody down. It doesn't seem like, it just seems like the same bill that was introduced last year that got pushed aside during the impeachment issue has been reintroduced. There'll be more on that upcoming. KC2BZB, are you still with us?
KC2AYC, KC2PZB. I'm here.
I'm wondering if you're online in the chat room at all.
Actually, I'm connected to the internet. I haven't gone into the chat room. I assume you're talking about the AOL chat room. I'll go in a second.
Okay, if you don't mind. In the meantime, I'll pick up some fan mail here. Got a card from R as well as a package. In Connecticut, I did not get a chance to read through the package. It arrived yesterday. But on the card here, let's see. Rumor has it Spectrum will return to WWCR 5070. I heard it was supposed to be around the 14th at 9 p.m., but there was no show. Its return was mentioned on the Mike Jarvis show. A few of the Spectrum boys, produce and engineer the Jarvis show. Keep an ear on 9 p.m. Sundays, which is 0200 UTC Monday. Spectrum went on summer hiatus. in June of 98 was to return after Labor Day. I know one of the fellows was quite ill. So we thank R for that info on Spectrum.
A very good show. I recommend it to WWM.
Okay, Curtis, as long as you're with us and you're out and about, the current issue of Maxim magazine, it's a men's magazine, not a nudie magazine, just a men's magazine, there is a pretty in-depth article. I haven't read the article yet, but it's a pretty in-depth article on Art Bell, and that's the March issue. The one that's got a red background with a picture of, a pretty busty looking picture of Rose McGowan on the cover. So I will read that article and report next week. But I know guys like Curtis that are big into Art Bell want to pick up a copy of their own.
2WW, I'm also, I got something else to tell you about Art Bell. He's going to be on the Larry King show the 5th, Friday, I think it's Friday the 5th. I'm lost over here in Long Beach. The Friday the 5th on Larry King, and Larry King is giving him the full, whatever, how many hours he has. I don't know if it's an hour show or a 2 hour show. Also, let me mention before I leave the air, something about tomorrow on NPR radio on 820. We drop Ed. On 820, I think it's 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. They have a 2 hour show, and the show is going to be on the reference to cellular phones. Cellular phones being used in vehicles and while you're driving and that kind of thing on 8:20 a.m. I think the show is on either at 9 or 10, 2 hour show. And a very comprehensive show. They did about 2 weeks ago, they did something on the topic, and they're going to follow through that topic again. Back to you, Ed, 2WWM. I gotta clear out of here.
2WWM, KC2AY, 673. Larry King is an hour, Curtis. It's an hour show. And it's on at 9 o'clock. And then rebroadcast later, like 3 hours later. www.voiceoftheweb.com. www.alexgoodeveningweb.com, and it's all one word with no spaces. On there you'll find links to other sites, as well as some real audio clips of the net. Also, if you'd like to get licensed, the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club has got a licensing class coming up. It's a weekend licensing class on two consecutive Saturdays in March, and time is running short to register. You can contact George N2GA by emailing him at n2ga@arrl.net. Better give out his AOL address, send2ga@aol.com. Stick with that one, I know it'll get to him. And I'll get you the Limelight information up in a moment.
KC2AYC, KC2BZB in the net. Well, this is the first. absolutely nobody in the AOL chat room. The IRC chat room, it's just Keith and I. Keith mentioned that he got the word that the Spectrum radio show on WWCR will not be returning. I don't know if anybody else knows about that show. As I mentioned to Keith, I don't get out much. I never heard it. He said it was a show that used to be pretty good. Anyway, that's all for now. Back to that control.
Hey, Joe. Say hello to Keith. Keith also mentioned that Suffolk County Fleet Code of 1280, which is the ambulance crews that are the paramedics from the North Shore Healthcare System, the new alliance North Shore is providing service to Suffolk County during peak hours when the volunteers have trouble manning some of the positions. So the Suffolk County Fleet Code is always fairly active. Alright, so let's stand by at this point for any additional late check-ins. I believe it was KB2QEM. You appear to be off frequency.
Here is AE2QR. KB2KLQ, late check-in.
KC2EC, late check-in.
KB2, Tango Alpha Delta, late check-in, no press.
KB2KLQ, is that correct? Can I have your first name? Do you have traffic?
Correct on the call sign, no traffic. Could you just repeat that number for Ameritech? And the name is Lonnie, that's Lima Ocean November November Yankee in the QTH at Seagate, which is on the westerly tip of Coney Island in Brooklyn.
Hey Lonnie, while this isn't radio related, I've got a question, because one of my radio buddies in South Jersey emailed me last week. Any idea if Steeplechase Park is still open and operating?
Negative. Steeplechase Park has been closed for many, many years. The parachute jump is still there. They've been thinking about doing something with it, but nothing has happened with it yet. But the rest of Coney Island is still open.
I thought I'll appreciate it. I'll let him know. He's down at Cape May, and I guess he wanted to take a ride up to reminisce. Very good. Thanks for that info. Next up, I believe it was KE2QR. Am I correct?
That's correct. The name is Fred, and we're in Hewlett, New York, with no traffic.
QR. Very good, Fred. My dentist is in Hewlett, as a matter of fact. And thanks for joining us. Do you have any traffic for the net?
No, I don't have any traffic for the net. And okay on your dentist. You have lots of them hanging out here for sure.
Terribly bad. We, you'll be able to make it.
thanks, Ed. I'll work on that antenna problem, but I'm also trying my new toy, which is the ICOM 207. KC2, EC back to net.
Hey, congratulations getting on the air, Joe. And Joe's been a long time contributor by email. For those of you who don't know Joe, and boy, it's good to hear you on here. And Dan and I might have some ideas. We'll talk to you on the email. We saw a couple of things at the ham fest that might work out for apartment dwellers. The next person, I believe, is KB2 Tango Oscar Delta. Can I have your name, and do you have any traffic for the net?
The name here is Bill, 58 in Brooklyn, no traffic. Hello to everybody on the net.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for joining us. And we appreciate it. Again, we meet here every Tuesday night, except next week and the week after. We'll be here on Monday due to a scheduling conflict. Hey, this is KC2AYC. Any additional stations?
KB2, you have further questions.
Go ahead. About a transceiver or a receiver?
Transceiver. It has three antenna slots, so you can have it like a some for HF, some for GHF.
WWM.
Ed Curtis.
Yeah, I think he's a little off frequency there. I think he may be talking about the VX5, that unit. That may be the one that he's talking about. I'm back in the mobile. Back to net, 2WWM.
About an ICOM. It's kind of similar to their R2 receiver, but it's a amateur radio. I don't remember the model number specifically, and I don't have a magazine handy yet. Just sent my last two issues of QST up to Connecticut, and that's where I get all my up-to-date radio info. But Yaesu's also got a new radio out, the VX5. It gets 6 meters, it gets 2 meters, and 440. It's about $385, uses a lithium ion battery. Lou KB2, I forget the beginning of his call from W2BIE. He showed me one Sunday, the Yaesu VX5. Radio. That also, it receives shortwave, it receives TV audio. I haven't heard too much on them yet. Like I said, they seem to be advertising them all over, though.
Alright, thanks for the help. KB2QEX. Sorry for the garbledness of my audio.
Okay, as long as you're aware of it. Speaking of audio, I just got this radio back from Radio Shack, the HTX-212. Lord only knows how long it's been busted, but at high power output, it was only putting out 14 watts. So they had it for a couple of weeks. Hope I'm making my machine okay. I'll stand by for any additional check-ins. T2AY CNN. As I mentioned, I received the ICOM R2 communicator. The box calls it a communications receiver. They don't call it a scanner. You know, our friend Joe here, he's at B, has an R10. He probably would like to see this R2. Electromagnetic radiation, which has frequencies of 20,000 hertz and above, is called radio frequency or RF energy because it is useful in radio transmissions. The ICOM R2 receives RF energy from 0.495 megahertz to 1309.995 megahertz and converts it into audio frequency energy, which in turn actuates a loudspeaker to create sound waves. Audio frequency energy is in the range of 20 to 20,000 hertz. Kilohertz is an abbreviation of KHZ, is an abbreviation of kilohertz or 1,000 hertz. Megahertz equals 1 million hertz, where hertz is a unit of frequency. Two may receive its own oscillated frequency, resulting in no reception or only noise reception on some frequencies. The R2 may receive interference from extremely strong signals on different frequencies when using an external high gain antenna. Alright, I fiddled around with it. Of course, I wanted to jump right into it before I read the book. Then I decided to put it down and read the book, and the book, as in ICOM, AOR, Yaesu, Kenwood fashion, leaves a little to be desired. Nobody seems to speak English like Uniden. Anyway, it's a nifty little radio, about the size of the VX5, which is bigger than the VX1. Let me say this thing, maybe the size of a Motorola Advisor alphanumeric pager. The antenna it comes with has an SMA connector, which may cause you problems if you want to use anything but the stock antenna. You're either going to have to get an adapter or buy a more expensive antenna with an SMA connector. The programming anomalies are a little odd. There's no keypad. There is programming software, which I was not given to review, nor a cloning cable. It's got 400 memories. Again, this I'm just giving you a brief overview. I'll get more into it next week. But it's awfully strange. This does appear to be based on one of their amateur transceivers. In fact, I've seen pictures. This is probably the one the other gentleman just earlier was thinking about. Casing is identical. And in the owner's manual, they make talk of duplex operation a lot. So evidently, that's a holdover from the amateur version. I was listening to FM radio, music. I received that pretty well. Listening to Kennedy Tower from my house, which is, so I could walk there if I had to, if I walked through the swamp and across the highway there. As the crow flies, I guess I'm 2 miles, maybe 3 from the tower. plane's okay, but the tower came in with white noise, which, as far as I'm concerned, is unacceptable given how close I am to the tower. Programming it, you press the band button and it brings you up on one of the bands again. It's got such a wide frequency coverage, it's broken down into a bunch of different bands. Shortwave from 0.0495 to 1.6 megahertz, and from 1.6 to 29. Those are in AM. Then from 30 to 100, and I'll round up, 108 megahertz FM. Then from 108 to 136. I'm rounding up again, AM, then from 136 to 255 in FM, then from 255 to 382, separate band, but continuous, and the next band also continues from 382 to 769, then from 769 it goes to 960, then from 960 it goes to 1309 cellular block. So you press the band button down on whichever one of those bands you want. Then you use a rotary knob to tune to the exact frequency. There are a bunch of different steps. Half kilohertz, 6.2510, 12.5, 15, 20, 25, 30, 50, and 100. It's got 400 memories. I've only fiddled around with it in the VFO mode. I haven't figured out how to transfer from the VFO to a memory location. 400 channels are broken up into 8 bands. Haven't figured out how to scan the bands yet. But I can tell you, without the software, programming 400 channels in this manner, going to be a real drag. It's got tone squelch. It's also got a tone squelch finder. But what happens when they're transmitting, it'll search. And I found a frequency in the VHF. Sounded like a Jersey police frequency. Let me reset. The Jersey police frequency, it searches through all of the possibilities. And it's got to hit upon the right one. These guys were having short transmissions, and it never locked on to the right one because it was going kind of at a slow speed. I did manage to do it on Manhattan Fire. That's only because the guy talked for a while. So, the housing is plastic. The belt clip is a real cheap piece of plastic. I don't want to rush to judgment here. Considering the quality radios that Yaesu makes, I'm a little disappointed in this ICOM. It feels kind of chintzy. However, you know, it would fit in your shirt pocket. Of course, you may poke your eye out with the antenna. It's not much bigger than an old beeper, like I said. So, I don't know. You know what I mean? Let's not judge a book by its cover. I'll go through the steps here in reviewing it and get something a little more concrete to report. You know? But at first glance, I don't know. You know? We'll see. Time will tell.
ZB.
So let's pick up KC2BZB.
Okay, before I get on to my question, I wanted to mention that GANCAT 104 and Chris is on. Chris is Director 41. So there's three of us in the AOL chat room, and keep an eye on the IRC chat room. Actually, the question I had is on the R2, too. You know what the scanning speed is on that? If it's the same as the R10, that's pretty disappointing. But I believe you said that it was a lot faster. Back to that.
Bob, if you're listening, Scan Cat, we now got Joe Walk on the air. So, your last holdout of the old AOL group. So, let's get one of those study guys and start studying.
He replies yes, so I guess he's listening.
All right. DZB. The specifications. Let's see. Wow. It's a triple conversion super heterodyne receiver. They list the intermediate frequencies. The first IF is 266.7 megahertz. Second IF is 19.65 megahertz. And the third is 450 kilohertz. They do not list a scanning speed, at least in the specifications. Stand by a moment. Let me see. Now again, it's, they write these books a little funky. You know, they got different terminology for things. Stand by a moment.
Put OJ into WWM while he's standing by.
Go ahead, Curtis.
Yeah, I was wondering if anybody heard the activity tonight over in Westbury. They had a commuter fire. They had to evacuate the train sometime around 6:30, 7 o'clock. They probably made for some good listening, but I only heard a little bit on LIPD frequency. 151. Get the frequency by offhand. But there was a little bit of activity there. They were responding up to Westbury. I think it was Union Avenue or something like that. Industrial area of Westbury. Over the Union Avenue, Grand Avenue area. Back to net to WWM.
Okay, into WWM, KC2A1. Joe, I don't find in this book, again, I'm, you know, trying to do this fast, I don't find a scanning speed listed. But, you know, you having an R10, you're probably familiar with this. Some of the terminology here. For instance, they have, this is where these books get confusing to people that have been using rate regency and Bearcat radio. They have something called a full scan. Repeatedly scans over frequencies over the entire frequency range. See, I would call that a search, and they have what they call a program scan. Repeatedly scans between two user program frequencies. Again, I would call that a search. Then they have frequency skip function. I would call that a lockout. What regular scanning, they call it memory bank scan. Scanning call that a priority channel. Skip channel setting, I would call that a lockout. And there was something else, the terminology they used for, you know, what I would normally call a delay. That was also kind of strange. But I don't see anything on a scan rate here.
Nine settings.
forgot, I wanted to say some information that I'm getting. Most of it's from Keith. Fortunately, I'm still not good at handling the mouse in one hand and the mic in the other. But, stay with me a second. Keith mentioned, amongst other things, that UHF Channel 17, he said, is testing their transmitter. Got a quick note here from Keith saying the 112 taxi is on 851.0875, 851.0875. Stand by one sec. Let it drop a sec. KC2BZB. He's also mentioned that HBO is today announced that they're going to kick off transmitting an HDTV signal, a new high-definition TV. The interesting thing is, I don't think any way anybody can watch it, since it's going via satellite. There's no existing consumer equipment that can pick it up, and none of the cable companies will be broadcasting it. So apparently it's more of a test than anything else. Unless I missed something, there's no way that anybody, even if you do have an HDTV, can watch it. And of course, we all know there's not too many standards in that area. Let me let it drop one more second. I want to go back to the AOL chat room. In fact, let me turn it back to net control, and Ed, just get back to me in a minute. And he'll give me some time in case there's any questions or comments in the AOL chat room. Back to net control.
All right, I just wanted to finish up with the R2. As far as the bank scanning, I don't know how your R10 book reads. This is a little confusing. It doesn't say, it may be the same situation as far as scanning all the banks. You can only scan one bank at a time, Joe?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Well, you can scan one bank at a time, you can scan all the banks, or you can scan a specific, I don't remember the term they used, but grouping. And by grouping, I mean every station that's in FM mode, narrow FM, every station that's in upper sideband. Keep in mind, this thing does pick up shortwave. That was a feature that I couldn't understand. Why anybody would want? Why would you all of a sudden just want to scan everything that's programmed into any memory that's an upper sideband AM, for example? I can't figure out a use for that one. The standard type of scanning that I think most of us use, where you have a, let's say, 10 banks, and you want to decide you want to scan maybe banks 2, 7, and 8 at one time, you cannot do in the R10. You scan all the banks, which is pretty useful, especially with all the channels in there, almost 1,000 channels programmable, or one bank at a time. Back to that control.
N1LVH.
N1LVH. KC2AYC.
On the ICR2, there was a shot advertisement for it. There's a high scan speed, 30 channels per second. I don't know. You're going to go through that thing like nothing, but I don't know what you're going to pick up at that fast speed. I'm back to you, KC2AYC.
Hey, Walter. Thanks for that information. Yeah, Joe's radio only scans at 7 channels per second, correct, Joe? The R10. So I guess they did pick up on some of the complaints about the people with the R10.
Yeah, Roger. In fact, actually, I just grabbed the March 97 issue, which had that. It has a comparison to a bunch of other scanners. So, rather than page through it, let me send it back to you when I can give it to you. 30 channels per second is pretty slow, is what I was going to say, answering Walton. Let me send it back to you as soon as I find the comparative speed, because I know I have the speed of the Bearcats 3000 and 9000
looking at just for comparison. You might know them off the top of your head. Anyhow, back to net control.
I don't know them off the top of my head. Anyhow, I'm confused about this bank scanning, if you can scan more than one bank at a time or not. So select memory mode. Make sure the squelch is set to the threshold point. Turn the memory bank scan on or off in the memory scan set mode if desired. Push the function in the up or down momentarily to start the memory bank scan. Okay. Memory bank selection. Select the memory mode with the V/M key while pushing the function in the band to enter the memory scan set mode. Rotate the dial to select the memory scan on or off. All indicates all memory banks are scanned. Bank indicates memory banks. Yeah, very confusing. No sense even reading. I have to play with it and see what happens. But, I don't think it's got a, probably got one of these silly channelization things. You can't make it simple, just number the channels, 1 to 400. And, looks like bank 1 is then numbered 1 through however many channels. And bank 2 is numbered, again, starting with a 1. Is that how the R10 is?
That's what the article was looking for. Actually, that's one thing I like about the R10. Unlike my Pro 62, which is 200 channel scatter, and example channels 1 to 20 of bank 1, 21 to 40 of bank 2, and so on. One thing I never liked about that is you happen to look at channel 62 and quick, what bank is that? And, you really have to look at the keypad or you're dividing by 20 pretty quickly. With my R10, they give a letter. So the first bank is A, and it goes, actually it starts at 0. So the channels in bank A, I think it's up to 50, would be A0 through A49. The nice thing about that is whenever you look at the radio, you can see exactly what bank you're in because the letter tells you the bank. I'm not sure if that's how the R2 is. Let me let it drop a second. And just for comparative speeds, for example, the ICOM R10, okay, they show it at 6 channels per second, and the 3000 XLT that we all know about is 47 channels. So when Walter was talking about 30 being, very fast, well, it's a relative. There's a lot of scanners. This is the Pro 2042, which was Radio Shack's top-end scanner that just discontinued. That's 50 channels per second. And even the Pro 62, which I have, which was replaced by the 64, also discontinued. The 62 is 25 channels a second, just to give you an idea. Back to net control.
KC2AYC. I guess 30 channels a second is in the ballpark there. Much better than 6. Alright, so as I fool around with it more, I'll report back and hopefully the bug won't bite me and I'll pack it up and ship it back to them when I'm done with the review. Sometimes I like to keep these things. These reviews end up costing me money. But we'll see how it goes. I'll stand by if we got any late check-ins or anybody with any additional comments. Joe, if you got any other comments from the chat rooms, get ready. But stand by momentarily. We'll see if we got anybody else in here. Hearing nothing, let's turn it over to KC2BZB.
Okay, this is KC2
with me in the net. Going back to the AOL chat room. And GameCat 104 is the only one left besides myself. And one thing he mentioned was that he was wondering if anybody heard Art Bell throwing out his HF equipment. Hello, Curtis, where were you? We want to know. I know we were all talking about that, or a few of us were talking about that last week. The other thing that Chris, who has since left, mentioned is, in fact, I talked about this before, Noah Weather has gone to the robotic voices, in case anybody has heard the voice. I know, someone said they thought that it was someone with an accent. It's a completely computer-generated voice now. I understand we went to the last Skywatch class we went to, they were talking about that. They said they wanted to do it because it was a lot easier when to automatically, remotely, update the forecast instead of having a human being get it via teletype or whatever and read it and update the tape. I'm sure it's a tape most of the time that they're broadcasting. I doubt it's live. Let me just let it drop a second. Yeah, that's it for the chat room. One other thing I did want to mention, and this might pertain to your R2. The R10, for example, the limit searches, there are about 20 user-programmable searches, and I think there's 10 that are preset. For example, 2-meter band, UHF-I, so on and so forth. But you can set up, like I know my Pro 62, you can only set up one, a lower limit and an upper limit. The R10, you can actually set up 20 different ranges, and I think that's what they call scan edges. Back to that control.
2XOJ with a comment.
Pick up, Ben.
And going through a couple of the books here pertaining to some of the scanners I have. Of course, there's a difference between the search speed and the scanning speed. But I noticed on the Pro 26, which is a Radio Shack handy talkie scanner, the hyper mode for search was 300 steps a second, and the scan speed was 50 kilos a second. So that seems to be also, or very close to it, with the Pro 60, but the scan speed was 50 channels, and I suspect that the search speed would be higher. Back to that.
Okay, Alex, thanks for that info. Joe recognized. Yeah, I guess by step, I guess, depends on how many, what the steps are. Like, depends on the frequency range, whether it's 25 kilohertz or 12.5. So for argument's sake, if it were, 25, oh, I'm gonna mess up the math. But I guess that's how you can figure out how big of a frequency range you can scan over a given time period. Alright, let me turn it over to Joe.
Hey, I just wanted to clarify, Alex. I was talking about scan speeds. The search speeds are usually faster on most of the radios. All the comparisons I would give them were scanning speeds. In other words, you know, you have 30 channels in a particular bank. How fast does it scan when you're doing that a memory scan, not on a search? The R10 is supposed to be faster in search mode also. It even has a feature called Signal Navigator, which I obviously haven't tried yet. It's supposed to actually look, well, stopped on one frequency, start to look for the next frequency. But it only can look about 100 kilohertz away. So, 20 radios. They seem to have a lot of really nice, sophisticated options. And yet some basic things that all of us would expect in any scanner are missing. Back to that control.
2XOJ.
Alec.
Okay, I'm going to finish this off real quick, but taking the Pro 26, for example, it will scan the bank or more than one bank or whatever banks you want to put it in the order that you have put the frequencies into the memory, or I can scan in the order of the frequencies by the throw of a switch or the push of a button. And as a result, of course, if you scan in the order of the frequencies, it will go a heck of a lot faster than it will in the order in which you put the frequencies into memory. That's it for me. Back to net and to XOJ.
Alex,
there's
the only... And to XOJ, KC2AYC. All right, thanks for pointing that out. Now, remember that feature, some of the scanners, no matter how you programmed it, like let's say 1 through 10, how you programmed it, it would automatically... let's say in channel 1 you had, for argument's sake, 30 megahertz, and in channel 2 you had 70 megahertz. These are arbitrary, they're not even real bands. But then say in channel 3 you had 40, it would put them numerically in an order. So it would scan 30, 40, and then 70 as opposed to 30, 70, and 40, which then speeded up the process. All right, let's stand by if there's anybody with any additional comments.
KG2AD.
Good evening, Rich. How are you?
Okay. I'm having trouble with my other radio. For some reason, I tried checking in. Now I'm checking in on HT, but I'll copy that.
You're fine, Rich. I didn't hear you earlier unless I missed you. But, you know, you sound like you're on an HD, but you're fine.
Okay, I don't know what's going on, but my base station isn't working. I don't know. I'll fool with it. Ed, do you know what direction this repeater is in? Do you know where it is locally located on the island? Go ahead.
Are you using 136.5?
Yeah.
In plain view. By the right off the LIE. There's a new Steve changed things around a little. If you use 114.8, that's in Malvern.
Okay. So if you go on the upper I'm hearing everybody on the you know, minus input, which would be the plain view machine, I guess.
Rich, no more positive. They're both a minus input, just with different PLs.
Okay. So, did Malvern, what's the PL for the Malvern input?
Whatever the 114 is, I think it's 114.8.
I'm going to try that. Back to that. I've been listening tonight pretty good, guys.
To HAB. Hey, KG2ED. Very good, Rich. Thanks. And I think I heard Howard in there.
I've got a little traffic for the net. I got a question just to throw out. Is this the time?
This is the time. Go ahead.
I need you or someone else on the band to point my nose in the right direction. I was at the ski mountain skiing with one of the ski pros this past weekend and knows I'm a ham and we all ski with radios up there. He's looking for a handheld scanner with an RCR, that's Romeo Charlie Romeo headset. Wants to take it to the racetracks to listen in on the race cars. Can somebody key me in on what frequencies I need to find a scanner with and what is an RCR headset?
That's a good question. Never heard of an RCR headset. Is it a brand or a type of headset? Basically, at the races, you need a noise canceling headset.
So he explained it. He said it's big earmuffs, similar to noise protection you'd wear in a machine shop, and you get audio out of both ears, right and left.
That's correct. I give you a phone number of some people you want to contact. They're in Jersey. Got a phone number and a web page for you. Are you ready?
Ready, copy.
1-800-272-7111. On the name of the place is Racing Electronics. They're also at www.racingelectronics.com. And in their catalog, they've got quite a few headsets. They've also got some scanners. They're now marketing their own scanner called the Racing Electronics Alpha 2000. It's made by Realm, computer programmable, and they'll supply you with the software you need with the racing frequencies. If he's already got a scanner, these people have racing frequencies, and for some kind of subscription, as the season goes on, they'll update you with all the current frequencies. You might want to have them get in touch with a guy by the name of Bruce.
At best. Thanks a lot. That's great info. K2HAB, back to net. Copy well.
Walking into stores like Radio Shack, and they realize that 2 meter is obviously a lot quieter than CB or other unlicensed frequencies, and they just buy the 2-meter radios and using them illegally. And stand by. I got a landline. I'll be back in a sec. But apparently, it's a lot of illegal use, and I guess if they turn the radios on there, that's like one of the first frequencies that comes up, 144, 144.10, and that's why they're using it. Back to.